We are about to begin Simin Lamed Beis, which is the halachas of Ksivas Tefillin. It's quite a long simin and has complex halacha with regard to how to write tefillin. We are beginning today with the first two se'ifim, which are not all that complicated. The Mechaber begins, Mitzvas Tefillin sheyichtov arba parshios. The mitzvah of tefillin is to write these four parshios, shehein, kadesh li kol bechor ad lamoada, miyamim yamima, Vahoyo ki yviacha ad ki bechozi yadol sonu Hashem in Mitzrayim, parsha shema adu visharecha, uparshas vahoyim shemoa ad ala oritz. So these are the four parshias of Kadesh vahoyo ki yviacha, shema vahoyo im shemoa. Now the Mechaber mentioned them in the order that we find them in the pasuk, in the Torah, in the psukim. Haga v'tzorach lekosvam keseder hazeh. They must be written in that order, in the order that they appear in the Chumash. Lichtov tchila hakodemes batora. The imshina posel. And if one changed, if one did not write them in order, the halach is the tefillin are posel. Now, what do we mean the tefillin are posel? The tefillin that has the parsha is written in the wrong order is posel. But if you'll take, perhaps, one parsha that was written earlier than another one, and then take the other parsha and put them in two different pairs of tefillin, that would not be pasul. It means there is no psul in the actual parsha because it was written before or after a different parsha. The psul is when you have four parshias sitting in tefillin and the earlier parsha was written later. So the tefillin are pasul, not the parsha. So the tefillin have to be written in a way that the four parshias are written in order, and within each parsha, every letter has to be written in order. The Bir Halacha brings Shitas Tosfos that with regard to Shema and Vayim Shema, because they're so far away, the order doesn't make a difference, but he does not paskin that way. So all four parshias have to be written in this order, Kadesh, Vayah Kiviyacha, Shema, and Vayah Im Shemoa. The Makor to this, the Mishnah Berurah says, is because the Pasuk says, Vahayu. Vahayu means Bahaviyo son. In the way it is in the Torah, that's the way it is supposed to be. Now the Rama adds, V'lechatchila yichtov shal yad kodem shal rash. Lechatchila, you should also see to it that the shal yad is written before the shal rash. The reason, because in the pasuk it says first the mitzvah of the shal yad and then the shal rash. Mishnah Berurah says there are some who say the opposite because the shal rash has more kedusha. We don't follow them, but b'di'evid, the order of the shal yad and the shal rash doesn't make a difference. So that if someone is putting on a shal yad that was written after the shal rash, the halachi is his tefillin are still kosher. That would not be a psul. But otherwise, we do write the shal yad before the shal rash, and the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Sefer Kavanis of the Arizal that lechatchila the sofer should not be mafsik with words. He should not speak between when he started writing the first parsha of the kadesh of the shal yad until he finishes the last parsha, the al ha'aretz, in the shal rush. He should not speak the entire time. Sif beis shal rush yichtov kol echas beklaf levado. The shal yad kosven kulam beklaf echad. The shal rush, we have four separate parshias. The shal yad, we have one klaf that all four are written on, but they must be written on four different amudim. They must all be written on four. They must be written on in four different columns of the same one. Now the reason, because it says in the pasuk v'holi os al yadecha, which means one, as opposed to l'totofos, they're separate ones. From there we learn that you need four batim in the shel rosh. Since you have four batim, the four parashiyos are separate. In the shel yad, where it's just one, we have one bias. It is all written on one in one parsha. Now, at the beginning of the Simen, the Mishnah Berurah actually goes into something that perhaps would have been discussed later, and that is with regard to the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Dalet of Echad is larger than the other letters. So the halachi is, the Mishnah Berurah says, that it is supposed to be the size of four Dalets. Now, Lichat Chila, he says, that means four Dalets in that Parsha. So that you would measure the size of the dalet that sofer wrote in that parsha, multiply that by four, and that should account for the size of the dalet of Echad. The Mishnah Berurah does say, however, bidi eved, if it is not big enough, so long as it would equal the size of four dalids, that would be smaller. It means if you could possibly write four dalids, not necessarily of the size that you have in this parsha, then your dalid of echod would still be kosher bidi eved. So lechatchila you should be writing it four times the size of the average dalid in that particular parsha. Whereas if you didn't, so long as you could possibly maybe making four dalids, four small dalids out of it, that would still be kosher.